VOA News, I'm Liz Pelka. The United States is set to introduce new sanctions against Iran on Monday. The Trump administration seeking to put additional pressure on Iran's economy in order to extract changes in behavior from its government. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the new measures significant, but declined to give specific details to reporters.
We're prepared to negotiate with no preconditions. They know precisely how to find us. And I am confident that at the very moment they're ready to truly engage with us, we'll be able to begin these conversations. I'm looking forward to that day.
Concern about a potential armed confrontation between the two countries has been growing since U.S. officials recently blamed Tehran for mine attacks on two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, allegations Tehran denies. Iran did admit to downing a U.S. drone last week. Turkey's opposition won decisively in a controversial revote of the Istanbul mayoral election, the election marking a significant defeat for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who lost his Istanbul power base of 25 years. Reuters' Ed Giles reports.
Turkey's political opposition has swept to victory in a rerun of the mayoral race for Istanbul, and it's dealt a stunning blow to Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan. Ekrem İmamoğlu of the opposition Republican People's Party secured more than 54% of votes in the race on Sunday, with nearly all ballots opened. That's according to Turkish broadcasters.
We will embrace everyone. We will build the democracy in this city. We will build justice in this city.
Sunday's victory gives İmamoğlu an even bigger margin than his narrow win in the initial disputed vote 3 months ago. And the winning result sent tens of thousands of opposition supporters into the streets.
This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said Sunday he wants to give opposition lawmakers every last chance to stiffen the country's asylum laws and immigration policies. He says he's giving them this chance before launching nationwide raids to deport undocumented migrants. Trump had called for the raids in more than a dozen major U.S. cities to start Sunday, but abruptly called them off on Saturday. Ahead this week in Washington, focus is on Iran as the Trump administration signals firm resolve toward Tehran days after President Trump halted a military strike ordered in response to Iran's downing of that U.S. military drone over international waters. VOA's Michael Bowman has this report.
The Trump administration continues to put Iran on notice. President Trump has hinted that a military strike against Iranian targets still could go forward.
We have plenty of time.
While his national security advisor has warned Tehran against mistaking U.S. prudence for weakness.
No one has granted them a hunting license in the Middle East. As President Trump said on Friday, our military is rebuilt, new, and ready to go. By far the best in the world.
That was VOA's Michael Bowman reporting. U.S. tech giant Apple has reportedly asked its major suppliers, mainly China-based manufacturers from Taiwan, to consider moving 15% to 30% of their production outside of China to avoid higher tariffs imposed on U.S.-bound exports. The production migration, which analysts say is already ongoing, will hurt the tech giant's profit margin, but also lead to massive job losses in China. Ethiopian officials say the chief of staff of the army was shot and killed by his bodyguard late Saturday, hours after what officials described as an attempted coup in Ethiopia's Amhara state. A spokeswoman for Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said Army Chief Sharit Mekonnen and a retired general were killed in a coordinated attack. She said earlier Saturday what she called a hit squad broke into a meeting in Amhara state capital, killing the regional president and one of his senior advisors. Mauritania's ruling party candidate has won an absolute majority of votes in the country's presidential election, that according to the Electoral Commission on Sunday. We're following all these stories and more on VOAnews.com. You can go there for the very latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA.
VOA1, the voice of America, VOA1.